Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, 7:26 right now. When I am putting together an interview of the coach or the manager, whoever we're talking to, I try to get into their mindset. I've never been a football coach, but right. And what I know about football coaching is that game is a whole week of your life. You put everything you have into that game.
Right.
You plan it. You're meticulous. All the work on the field, the work in the meeting rooms, all the strategy that you put into it, right? And then you get into a game, and you find out right away that three of your best weapons are not available to you. And that screws up half your plays.
Yeah.
You can't even do that. All that having been said, all the injury drama that went into the game, Doug Peterson probably walks off the field with an improbable victory if Nelson Aguilar catches the ball.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So when he says to me, I'm going to play for you what he said about the drop. How honest is this? Listen to this.
Really well. He played basically two spots yesterday, having to move around. It just shows his mental capacity with the offense and where he is. He made some outstanding catches yesterday as well. And then I told him after the game, I says, one play is not going to define him or our season. We got a bunch of football left, and he's a great player for us.
One play defined my mood for a week.
Yes.
All right? Al, doesn't he deep down go, man, please make that catch. I dialed up the right play. Carson made the perfect throw. You had the easiest job there. Catch it. Doesn't he think that deep down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when he's the coach.
I don't expect him to say it.
They had a camera on Jim Schwartz. You saw his reaction on the 54-yard touchdown. You saw what he said.
I did. I'm not blaming Schwartz either.
I just could
not handle things that classily. I could not be that classy when all that work went into it. And the man had to let the ball land on his hands and stick, and we win, and we're all happy. I can't believe we won that.
Listen,
game.
He knows with Nelson Aguilar. Remember, what was it, his first year?
Yeah.
Didn't he have to sit him down to get his head right?
Yeah.
With all the drops he had?
And then he came back with the chalkboard in the locker room.
Psychology. It's a big psychology
thing. He's got a different job than we do.
Glenn, Center City's up. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning, good morning. I'm calling about that offensive line of the Eagles.
Yeah. What about it?
They need to protect Carson Wentz. He's not going to make it to game five. I'm trying to tell you, they smacking him around, man. In the pocket, they're not protecting him, man.
That line was terrible. That is Sayamalu, Glenn. I don't know who he's got pictures of. He's terrible. Oh, my. I watch him in every game. I say to myself, why is he starting? There's nobody better in this system. I would put Dillard over there. He is a first-round draft pick. He must be better than that guy.
I mean, yeah, Sam Miles a turnstile. I mean, I'll tell you what. These guys, biggest they asses is hit somebody on their ass.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know what else? The run. How does the Vikings do what they did on the ground against Atlanta, and then the Eagles can't pick up any yards on the ground? How does that happen?
Linemen
are light. A lot of them guys are light. You need to knock them on their ass and take over the game.
You know your football, Glenn. I got to give you a lot of credit for that, my friend. All right, Glenn, give me somebody like Pat Mahomes, 24 years old today, 24 or under, who's already amazing.
Somebody took my Ronald Acuna, but I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley. Yes. I love
Saquon
it.
Saquon Barkley, Alice.
That
22.
Guy's a monster. He's the whole offense.
He's really, really good. Al, he's so fast.
And it was
he's unbelievably fast.
And it was a mistake to take him.
All right, let me say, Doug Peterson is brought to you by AAA. Roadside is their strong side. Make AAA part of your game plan at AAA.com. I am expected to coach right now. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, head coach Doug Peterson of the Eagles. Hi, Doug.
Angelo, good morning. Hey, you don't sound very fired up today. What's the deal?
Now, I got to be honest with you, Doug. That one stung so bad. I wanted that win so bad. How long does it stick with you when you lose a game like that?
Until we play our next game.
It does.
7 days. It does. For us, because that's the one thing about our sport that our sense of urgency obviously is heightened because we only play 16 games, you know, unlike some other sports that play 80 or 160 plus games. I mean, it's every 7 days, you know? And so for us, losses like that as hurt and as mad as our players were after that game, it lingers, you know, it lingers. And the best way to get rid of that is to go put together a good performance on Sunday and win.
Now, Doug, one of the things I was just saying, you put so much into the planning of each game. And before you even really get started, three of your best weapons on offense are not available. Like, does that frustrate you right in that moment? How do you reconfigure your game plan? No Alshon Jeffrey, no DeSean Jackson, no Dallas Goedert. How do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, you do. That's what we do. We adjust. I mean, it is tough, and you kind of do scratch your head as a coach, but at the same time, you know what? You got a game to go, coach. You got a game to play, and you got to get the guys that are their backups ready to play. And you know, I give credit to Mike Groh, Jeff Stoutland, my assistant coaches on offense for getting those guys prepared in a short period of time, because you never know when somebody is going to go down. And we've seen this now the last couple of seasons, and you know, we've coached our guys to play, and man, we hung in there. We battled ourselves back with the guys we had. We gave ourselves a lead in the fourth quarter, a chance to win it at the end, and came up short. So, you know, I credit those guys for battling. Is it frustrating? Yeah, a little bit, because you want those guys. You plan for those guys. You prepare during the week with those guys. And when they're not there, you have to make adjustments. You have to make them quickly, and you still got to go play.
Do you have any idea how they happened? I know Goddard already was nursing an injury. DeSean, Alshon, they didn't even make a play, Doug. How did they get hurt?
You know, it's football is a physical, strenuous sport. I mean, these guys are running all the time. You know, they run in practice. Things come up. I mean, you know, you're seeing a few more things, you know, with some of these injuries around other sports as well. And you know, listen, the season's young. It's only week two and going into week three. And I would rather have these guys full strength, quite honestly, as the season progresses than in week two, you know, in a game that, you know, we still had a chance to win. And we're going to get these guys healthy. We'll get them, you know, ready to go when they're ready. And we'll go from there.
All right. You have met with your medical staff since you talked to the media yesterday. Can you count on DeSean, Alshon, anybody for next Sunday against Detroit?
Well, you know how I approach all of that.
I mean,
it's day to day with these guys, and we're going to continue to you know, rehab these guys this week and see where they're at. I'm not going to commit right now to that because I want to make sure they put in a full week of practice before we make that determination.
But Jernigan is out for a while. Is that safe to say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That one's more significant. And so that one's a little bit longer than these guys. Yes.
Do you think it's bad? I mean, you had one of the most injured teams last year, Doug, and overcame it. And now you're starting out with a lot of them again. Do you think it's bad luck? Is there more involved? What do you sense about that?
No, it's not any of that. I just think it's the way our sport is. You know, I think it's the way, you know, that game the other night now was a physical football game. It was a battle. And you know, I just think it's the way the sport is. And guys do a great job of preparing their bodies and their minds for, you know, a 16-plus game season every year. And things like this come up. And we have to do our part to manage them and get them healthy and get them ready to go the next week if possible.
Hey, Doug, explain the extremes that we saw from Carson on Sunday night. Terrible first half, incredible second half. What happened?
I think sometimes, and I thought about this a lot yesterday, a little bit this morning, because I knew these questions were coming. I mean, you can anticipate them. And I think sometimes when you lose three guys that you've spent a lot of time working with, I think sometimes, especially as a quarterback, you kind of press a little bit. You want to make things happen. You put the ball in your hands, and you want to you want to do some things that might be a little out of characteristic than say what he did the first game. And that's just, it's a natural response. It's a natural reaction. And, you know, we just had to, as coaches, we had to make sure that, hey, you know, get the guys in the right spots and just find completions. And that's what he did as the game moved on. And he got so much better, obviously, in the second half of that football game, made some outstanding plays. These guys made plays for him on offense. And again, you know, gave us a chance at the end to win that football game.
Hey, Doug, when Josh McCown came in, he performed very well, very efficiently. Ran your offense very well. Did it ever occur to you to let him finish that drive and see if he could get in for a touchdown?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So when Carson's ready, Carson's in. That's it?
Yes.
Was there a lot of drama associated with that? It seems
no.
like...
What? Where's the drama?
No,
where's the drama?
The fact that
upset. I called the same play three times in a row, and he went to the flat, and I think he went to Zach Ertz once, who ended up... I think he got broken up. And then another Zach Ertz play across the middle. I basically just called like two plays for him, and you know, he did as a backup, he did the right thing. He came in and he helped us move. And then when Carson was ready, we put him in.
You're misconstruing my term drama. I meant with the concussion protocol and the time that Carson was on the sideline, because he was very frustrated, Doug, after the game. He said,
"Well, I think from that standpoint, and listen, we know that the concussion protocol, a lot of things go into that. And one is there's a spotter that's unaffiliated with either team. He's a neutral party. If they see something, they buzz down and they tell the sideline, they tell the trainers. And unfortunately for us, and these are things, the communication that our doctors are having, you know, with the league office and how this all works. But, there was a period of time there that elapsed before they checked him. So we got to make sure that, you know, that communication is handled, you know, properly moving forward so that, you know, because usually it's right away. You know, usually if something happens, like Nelly, when he got hit in the end zone, it was right away. You know, he had to come out. Kelsey, the one time, you know, they thought there was something there, he had to come get checked. So, you know, it's usually right away. It was just unfortunate. This was about four plays later.
All right. It was fascinating watching the way they analyzed it on TV, Doug, because being so injured on offense, it appeared Jim Schwartz became far more aggressive on defense. Was that in consultation with you? Because all the blitzing, until you got burned near the end with it, was really an effective way to get the ball back. Was that something you guys had to adjust to because of the injuries?
Well, so my question back to you is,
yeah,
for 3 years you've complained that he hasn't
No,
blitzed
I
enough.
Loved it. I
and
loved
now,
it.
And now he's blitzing, and now we're complaining about
no,
blitzing.
No,
I don't understand, Angelo. I don't
love
understand.
It. That's old school football, Doug. I loved it.
I know.
I know.
And I loved it. I loved it. Listen, yeah, as the game progressed, we were putting really good pressure on Matt Ryan. He threw us the ball a couple times. We created some turnovers. We hit him, you know, and did the things that we had to do to disrupt their passing game. And really, for the most part, all game, you know, other than our own turnovers that gave them a short field and a blown coverage, we kept those guys an explosive offense down. And then, you know, a fourth and three, fourth and four. Listen, we're making a play to end the game. And, you know, they're making a play to end the game. So, you know, it's just they got us and they executed the play. But I love the aggressiveness. I mean, that's just the way we coach. That's the way we're going to play. That's what won us a championship. And we're going to continue that, you know.
All right. No one's complaining about that. We all loved it.
Oh, okay.
We loved that. Last thing, and this is really the overriding question right now. After a tough loss and all those injuries, how concerned are you about your team this season right now?
You know what? I mean, listen, injuries are a part of this game. And our fans have seen it the last 2 years. They've seen it with our quarterback. They've seen it with Jason Peters, Darren Sproles. Go down the list. And yet we've found a way to, you know, number one, make it work. It's a credit to my assistant coaches for preparing every player at their position to play. And that's what we have to do. And we are very early in this season. Sure, some of these injuries are longer than others, which means we'll hopefully get them back at some point. But some of this stuff that's going on right now is just I think personally, it's a indication of the early season you know, physical contact part of the game. And until the bodies are conditioned, this is why I have live practices in training camp to try to you know, kind of overcome some of this stuff. But this is kind of the early season part that we push through. And listen, quite frankly, you know, last time I checked, nobody makes the postseason in September. So it's a long season. And so I'm excited about where we're headed and where we're going and the guys we got on this team, and they're working hard to win football games.
You are not as panicky as the city you work in, Doug. That's all I could tell you.
Well, I have to be positive with the city.
Right.
I have to be positive with our fans and our players, and that's my job.
Doug, thank you so much. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Angelo.
Doug Peterson. A little feisty, Al,
wow,
but fun.
Very feisty.
That was interesting. We'll come back, talk about that. We've got Mel Reese coming up at 8:20. I do want to mention that this Doug Peterson caller was brought to you by the Pennsylvania Lottery. Play fast to win instantly with Fast Play. New from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players got to be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. It benefits older Pennsylvanians every day. WIP Sports Time, 7:41.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.